This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, plus across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and we'd be happy if you do, because there's a lot of interesting things over there for you to see. Okay, well, let's get started with Kyle Warnham, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the show out tonight with just an amazing video coming out of Georgia with the case that the president's team has put together. It shows, and this is, of course, allegedly, because no one can say with certainty that that's what it is, but it shows ballots that came out from underneath the table that had been sitting there during the day, and somehow or another a couple of suitcase full of ballots got put under this table. And then after everybody was sent home at 10:30 at night, the night of the election, to come back the next morning and do more counting, these ballots mysteriously came out, went off to another part of the room, and the people opened up the suitcases, and they obviously were ballots because of what they were doing with them. They were tabulating them.
Well, you know, Captain, we've seen this posted now several times today on Facebook, for example.
I just watched it for about the 10th time.
Yeah, and in one particular posting that I saw that had to do with the camera angles of the counting rooms and all that, and basically saying the video showing polling workers pulling out suitcases of ballots, Facebook says it's missing context.
Well, now, wait. Hold. These were suitcases. They were on wheels. They were being polled. They were department or something elections labels that were on them. And we're supposed to believe they're what?
There was missing context.
It's missing context, all right. It's missing the morons at Facebook that don't know what the hell they're looking at.
Well, you know, again, video evidence can be pretty compelling, and at the very least, it would seem to me, Captain, that we got to get good answers on that.
Okay, well, we got a couple of callers here, so let me go to the first caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Captain. This is Aaliyah from Miami.
Okay, well, make it quick, because we got a couple more callers in here.
Yeah, I wanted to share, you know the state that, you know, if it goes to the Supreme Court and it gets thrown, you know, like, I don't know what's going to happen here. If it gets thrown to the Congress, where the 28, votes for, each state go toward the 232 for Trump, and will the Biden state be removed? Like,
Well, that's the last resort, and that may not get that far. We'll have to wait and see, because it's got to get to the Supreme Court first. And remember, it takes one judge to hear it, but four judges to get it in front of the Supreme Court.
Well, if I was a jury, everything I've heard is I see guilty.
There's yeah, but you're not a judge, so your opinion is your opinion. You see, that's the problem. We got to convince the judges. So what you and your people need to be doing is calling the congressmen, calling the state reps, calling the judges, calling the legal attachés, the whole nine yards. Call everybody and anybody.
I'm gonna try to get that going. I'm very upset about how CNN is putting down the.
Well, why are you watching CNN? Mm-hmm. Why are you even watching CNN?
I wasn't watching them. There was the whistleblower that was listening in on the calls for 2 months. You heard about that?
I know all about it, but guess what? I wouldn't watch CNN to find out about it because...
I wasn't watching them.
That's Project Veritas.
They were talking about it. And I was listening to the info they were saying there in that conversation.
Yeah, don't watch CNN. For God's sakes, don't give them 5 seconds of airtime. Okay, Leo, got to go. I got the phones lined up.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, and Kyle, hang on a minute. We got one more caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Captain, this is Mike in Clearwater.
Never would have guessed it.
All right, Professor and Captain. At the expense of sounding like a kook, and I know this is not a conspiratorial-based type program, but before you came on the air, Captain, I was listening to another program, and they brought up something interesting. Now, COVID started last year around this time, give or take, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it started in China, in Wuhan, China. Now, it's no surprise the Chinese don't like Donald Trump. You know, they've been wanting him to go probably from the time that he stepped into office.
Yep.
So in Wuhan, China... There's a lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Yep.
Now, mind you, these states have said, oh, we had to change our voting the way we do it from normal because of COVID. Now, Professor and Captain, please don't think I'm crazy. Is it possible that China cooked this virus up knowing that this could have these type of ramifications on our election?
All right, here comes
a nut?
No, here comes the music, and we'll answer for you on the other side of the break. Thank you very much, Mike. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we got to take a hard break right here. We'll come back. We'll answer Mike's question, and I do have a definite opinion on that one, so he hit us at the right time. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. And let me tell you what Relief Factor just did for me. I had a problem, again, with inflammation and swelling and pain. And I doubled up my dose of Relief Factor, and in 2 days, the problem that I had was totally gone. And this was something different in another part of my body, not my ankle. In 2 days, it was gone. Now, you want to talk about, does Relief Factor work? Hell yeah, it works. And it works for me quite nicely. Thank you very much. And again, you can try what I have been using for going on almost 5 years. The 3-week quick start for $19.95 by going to the website relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Or you can give them a call at 800-500-8384. But either way, when you do that to get the $19.95 price, you've got to tell them the captain sent you. If you don't do that, you're not going to get that price. You're going to get charged full retail value, which is about double that price. So consequently, that's what you do to get started with the 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. Tell them the captain sent you, and I'm telling you right now, I was amazed again at what this product did for me, and I wouldn't be telling you this if it wasn't true. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And Kyle, first of all, we have a breaking story, a couple of Orange County, California, L.A. County, a couple of firefighters were injured in the bonfire, which was the fire that I understand you could actually see from your house last night. You walked out and there was the orange glow in the sky and it was like, at this.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. The fire actually began about 10:15 local time in an area known as Silverado Canyon. And it started as a house fire, we understand, and then quickly spread into the brush, and then it became a wildfire. And I can attest that the winds were pretty high at the, around that particular pit.
Well, they were blowing, apparently, by reports, 75 to 90 miles an hour.
Exactly right. And so, thankfully, they died down on Thursday, and maybe just a little bit here and there, but nothing like it was yesterday. But we do have the report that two firefighters were injured when what is now a 6,400-acre wildfire. Then this is basically east of Irvine, California. And so we don't have any details on their condition or what happened to them. But, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to them absolutely tonight. And so now they've got about 10% containment, although there are still some voluntary evacuations. Earlier, there were mandatory evacuations in the north part of Irvine, basically as the fire was blowing that direction. But as I said, fortunately, the wind seemed to have died down at this hour.
Well, I know from personal experience it's so easy to get caught up in a wildfire because it has no sense of direction when the winds come up those canyons and start doing the twists and turns and curves that they do. So you lose control of your surroundings very quickly, and I certainly hope they'll be okay. All right, now, Mike brought up a very interesting question, and we're going to answer that now. So you go ahead and take a crack at it first.
Well, I think Mike had a great question, and no, Mike, you're not crazy, you know. But when we look at the big picture here, it is not beyond the realm of possibility, because what President Trump did, the changes that he made in the political system and in the world system, for lack of a better term, were so big, and especially where our biggest geopolitical rival, China, is concerned, you never know what somebody may have cooked up, basically, as an idea to either, A, hurt the American economy, because a year from now, or a year ago, one of the biggest things that would have been launching President Trump into a second term would have been a great economy.
That's right.
Running on that, and this was a way, at least it would have been a way, to really stifle that economy. The other idea that I have heard out there as well is that when the Wuhan virus became known and people were figuring out that this is what was happening, and China really wasn't all that forthcoming, shall we say, in telling the rest of the world about it, it may have been the idea that, well, this will level the playing field. This is devastating the area in Wuhan and devastating a lot of China in terms of economics and so forth. So, well, if it happens to the rest of the world, well, then so be it, because then it'll be a more level playing field. That's another theory that's out there. But basically, you know, you've got a lot of people, and, you know, Captain, I know that there's so many people that don't want Trump to succeed and didn't want him to succeed. You never know who's going to get in bed with somebody else on that.
Well, from a financial standpoint, Donald Trump right out of the gate did one thing that set the financial landscape for China and cost them a bunch of revenue, and that was by pulling us out of the TPP. Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
But yesterday, the DNI director, John Ratcliffe, urged Joe Biden not to politicize the intelligence coming out and to acknowledge the threat from China instead of going, oh, China's not a threat, China's not this, China's not that. Oh, yes, they are.
Well, right, and the thing that President Trump has clarity on, and I think this is really key, President Trump has clarity on the idea that you may not like what the politics are, obviously, but China, like Russia, they're not going away anytime soon. You're going to have to deal with them. So I think President Trump really wanted to deal with them from a position of economic strength. And that's a very Reagan-esque kind of a thought. Now, that was with Soviet Union, for example, peace through strength, that kind of thing. But in this particular context, it would be an economic strength. And the president was, in fact, turning the tables in terms of our economic strength to be able to make better deals for America. And I think that ruffled some feathers, to say the least.
Speaking of ruffling feathers, here comes our resident China expert on the line right now, Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Now, you've been to China, what, three times?
Oh, no, nine.
Okay, so then you have some personal first-hand experience here.
what I think, well, a lot of what Kyle said was true. But I think you got to look at it a little more strategic. If China had a weakness a year ago, which we haven't heard much of, it was Hong Kong.
Yep.
The South China Sea. That's going to be the hot spot of the globe for at least another 50 years, depending on who wins this power struggle between the United States and China. And China has filled the gap very well since we've been out of service. I mean, now we have something that most people don't even know. China has its own. We pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They started the Regional Comprehensive Economic Path, which is 15 countries. And some of our best allies, New Zealand, Australia, South Korea, and Japan, are now part of that. What I think they did, it was almost like James Bond. Who comes to the United States more than anybody from China? Young college-age graduate students.
Yeah.
And I think they were seated when they came in. I think that it was deliberately done. I think eventually you are going to find that the virus was here a lot earlier, and I think you're going to see it was somehow mutated in a lab in Wuhan. That's one of their biggest biological warfare centers. All right? Yep. And I think that Trump, he did upset the apple cart. He was on the verge between a trade war with the United States and what was going on in Hong Kong. They did show weakness for a while. And as you know, anything about dictatorial authoritarian forms of government, they look tough, they are tough, but then again, they're some of the weakest forms of government there is.
Right.
So I think that's what happened. I think this was deliberately done. I watched the international news over the weekend, and Wuhan just had they had a big celebration that they were over the virus. Now you tell me how that, we're going through our third surge and now they're over it.
Right.
I think they used Wuhan as a test center because it never really showed its ugly head in Shanghai, Beijing, Nantong, a lot of other big cities that you think that would have been. I think they brought Chinese with the virus here in waves.
And, there's another positive to all of this, and it's little Switzerland enters into the mix. Have you heard the latest about Switzerland?
No, I haven't heard that one.
They have not locked down, they have not shut down, they have not nothing down, and their rate, their infection rate is the lowest in Europe right now, and it's getting lower.
Well, I wish we could do that here. I just saw that this evening Fauci's called for a lockdown.
Yeah.
When he said 2 weeks ago he would be against it. I think they should take, first thing I think they should do with the new vaccine, get the teachers first. Then you can open up the schools, and you're not going to hear that complaint.
Okay.
And then the elderly.
All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go, but thanks for chiming in, and great opinions there, and we'll get that all out there. So thank you very much, Dan.
Okay. Talk to you later on.
All right, and that's Dan the Man, and Kyle, you hang on, and folks are coming right back with more. And, Eric, you are right, what you just said there. Dan is absolutely on it. The new Asian participation, our partnership trade plan, was in the works all the time. You bet it was. They weren't going to be left out. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations between Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi resumed Thursday as the two sides tried to strike a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package. The Democrats are pushing a $908 billion aid bill, while McConnell is presenting a $500 billion targeted package. Senator Mitt Romney says he's confident there will be a relief bill soon. The Utah Republican tells CNN that no matter what the final bill looks like, the most important programs will be funded.
We have a $900 billion bill. Whether it becomes $800 or $700 or what the final number is, I think is uncertain. But I do believe that key provisions, which is extending unemployment insurance, extending support for small businesses, vaccine distribution funds, these elements are going to be included. I'm absolutely convinced. And that's going to get to the American people before the end of the year.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Network.
You sure are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you have to do to find out if they can save you money like they did me when I first checked them out 15 years ago is go to the website geico.com. And while you're there, they'll ask you about your zip code so they can get the region that you're in, and they'll give you a rate for the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV too. And if you bundle it together with your homeowner's or renter's insurance, you will save a boatload of money. I have been, and if you're a safe driver, you get that nice 10% discount every year too. So there you go. Find out what I know. Go to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you, see if they can save you money. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. You know, we kind of got off on the side there with what's going on, talking about China and whatnot, and I want to bring it back to center stage with what is going on in the United States. China's one thing. This other stuff, something different. We know about Georgia. It was appalling to watch the video showing the Georgia ballots that were taken out from under that table, very obviously hidden. They waited till the people going out of the room, they went and got those ballots, took them to another part of the room, and started to tabulate them, correct?
Yep, that's what it looks like. Yep.
Well, you can see it. I mean, I got eyes, and you got eyes, and you can see what they were doing. Now, we also know from eyewitness reports that the Biden ballots that were being counted with only Biden, the one that was voted for, were being counted 10 times to Donald Trump's one vote. We know that from several witnesses that came forward. Eyewitnesses, correct?
That's what, exactly, yes.
So do the math. It doesn't take a whole lot of figuring out to figure out if you got 10 people doing this, that's 100 to 10. It doesn't take very long for those numbers to add up, and that's why we watched the totals we did. And by the way, these people were not being polite to the poll watchers that were there legally, the members of the media that were there legally that are supposed to be there to observe what's going on. They were very disrespectful. And by the way, that is a violation of state and federal law, and they need to prosecute these people to the fullest once they find out exactly what the hell is going on. And again, video proof is pretty substantial.
Well, it certainly is. And number one, you've got a lot of people that evidently participated in this kind of thing very willingly. They thought they were doing, you know, what they wanted, what they were going to do to help get rid of Trump. Because Trump and Trumpism, Trump supporters have all been dehumanized in so many ways and just devalued completely over the last 4 years to where people will say to themselves, yeah, I can do election fraud. It's okay, I'm doing a good thing, kind of a thing. But that also, Captain, as you mentioned, these votes being run through several times, well, it would seem to me that that's why we need an audit of these different machines. So because I believe these votes, these ballots, have unique identifiers on them, barcodes, what have you.
They do, and if you put them in multiple times, it's going to show up every time you do it.
Exactly right. And so that's why we hit a stone wall when we talk about, hey, we need to audit these machines. You know, that's why they want to reset them or dump them in the ocean or do something, anything, so that there's no trail on all this. But again, now, remember, eyewitness accounts can put people in jail for their entire lives, right?
Because that's right.
You bring in witnesses and you hear the evidence. And if the witnesses are compelling, it can put anybody behind bars. But suddenly we've got sworn affidavits
and video,
and we're just told nothing to see here, move along. The American people know that's beyond fishy.
And then you've got Wisconsin, where the state certified the election, as well as Nevada for Joe Biden. However, the Wisconsin High Court would not hear the Trump election lawsuit yesterday. And as a result, they've turned around and gone to a federal appeals court to move it up the ladder to the next level, which is what they have to do from protocol. And then if that doesn't work, then they can ask for an expedited hearing at the Supreme Court of the United States. But again, here we go. Even though one Supreme Court justice could stop what's going on, stop the certification in Wisconsin temporarily while they waited on the a decision from at least four of the justices to get it to the court, to be heard to the court, takes four justices.
Well, that's right. One would think, Captain, and hope that as this evidence begins to build up, as we get more and more things like the video and more sworn statements and on, that it would be a more compelling reason for the court to take up the case. Right after the fact, on November 5th, they're not going to take up the case because there simply hasn't been a lot of material accumulated. But we're starting to see that material be accumulated now with the literally, you know, snowballing down the mountainside. And so, I think that they will find it compelling enough to at least hear it. And if you notice too, I think that the heat's getting turned up by the politicians and by the people in the media, because I think that they see that that's happening and they're reacting accordingly.
Well, that's all true, but again, you got people like the former Attorney General, Acting Attorney General, Matthew Whitaker, who came out and said the DOJ and the FBI are nowhere to be found on election claims. We're not hearing from Christopher Wray. By the way, Joe Biden yesterday announced that he was going to keep, not reappoint, because he's in for 6 years. He was going to keep Christopher Wray as the FBI director.
Yep. Oh, I know. And I mean, so you got to wonder about some of these things, but because again, Americans, they're first and foremost, they want the truth, and they absolutely want the law enforcement to do what it's supposed to do.
And now let's move over to Michigan, because there was an interesting report, and I saw the witness, one of the witnesses anyway, giving his information and then coming on to be interviewed. But there was a Detroit vote counter who claimed that he was harassed after refusing to backdate ballots to make them legal.
Right, right. See, again, this is the kind of thing that, you know, taken in small little snapshots, you can say, well, somebody was trying to do a bad thing. But we start getting these snapshots, and they build into a mosaic, you know, of these kinds of things. And that is widespread election fraud. Some people doing it maybe on their own. But I like what Giuliani said about this. You didn't have, you know, hundreds or thousands of people waking up that day and deciding how they're going to cheat the election. There's some kind of larger focus that they may have had in order to get this done. But again, and these are just the stuff that we're hearing about.
Well, we brought up yesterday, last night in the program, the idea of calling the DOJ and the FBI and even the Attorney General, William Barr, calling these people and telling them to do their jobs. Why aren't you doing what is obvious? We've all got eyes. We've all got ears. We're watching what's going on. It's pretty obvious to us what we're seeing. That's evidence. They can't deny it. Therefore, when we hear, well, there's no evidence that there's any problem with voter fraud. Really? We're watching it. We're watching it in all these hearings. We're watching it over and over and over again. So I was told by some sources that I have in Washington, D.C., that they were ringing the phones off the hook yesterday when it came to the DOJ, the FBI, and the Attorney General Bill Barr's office.
That is really good. That's really good to hear. And, you know, Captain, you know, not all that long ago, people studying political science in college might take courses about how the mass media can influence things, for example, or how the mass media has the ability to, you know, focus the attention. But now what we're seeing is that if
we the people,
that's right. But now what we're seeing is that if you're asking these legitimate questions, we're not talking about, well, we're mad that the election didn't go your way or this kind of thing. It's that you're asking these questions based on videos, based on affidavits, based on sworn testimony, based on compelling evidence, but now you're a kook, and you'll be labeled a kook. This kind of thing that seems to be coming to fruition. It's like we're watching all those dystopian future movies.
You can take, for example, New York City, where Bill de Blasio had to go back and open up the schools, and because the parents, we the people, the parents got out there and just chastised the hell out of them, and they started calling everybody and anybody and just saying, look, you need to get these schools open. We need our kids back in school, and if you don't do it, we're going to vote the bum out. And they did that. They launched a full-scale campaign. They said, you people are history. You think you're going to run and get reelected again? No way in hell. We're going to vote you out of office. And they threatened to remove de Blasio, too, with a recall.
Well, right. Right. And so, again, I mean, so it is doable. See, that's the thing. The American people have a voice. And if
they have to use it.
They do. And if the election was fraudulent, we need to know.
Yep. And, folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We're going to take a look at the weather across the country. It's pretty much situated with what's going on out west with the winds and a big front out there. And little activity over in the east, nothing like what it was. And it has warmed up in Florida. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha. And there she is, Donna Fiducia, my Jersey cowgirl right there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Don. They have the Double D Ranch right there just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull on in there, find out what they're all about. And if you haven't been to one, I'll tell you what, you're going to like it. You're going to like it because you can go in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we told you about going in there, grabbing yourself a free cup of coffee, because we talked about them on the radio. That's all you got to do. That's the secret code word. Hey, I was listening to the Captain on the Captain's America talk about you, and he told me, come on in here, grab a free cup of coffee, and that's what you do. But guess what? Consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club. And you RVers out there, you can become a member of the RV Club, too. So there you go. Now, in the meantime, we are going to go honky-tonking, and here's a little Gretchen Wilson.
Yeah. from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Victoria's Secret. Well, their stuff's real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price. It's still looks sexy, just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore, but in my
that's a little Gretchen Carlson. That's what kick-started her career when she got going there. I'm a redneck woman. How about that? And Kyle, that's my kind of gal.
Yeah. That's a great song.
Yeah. The four-wheel driving and all that sort of stuff and the ATVs reminds me of my wife when she was alive. She did all that sort of stuff. But anyway, there you go. Okay, I'm going to read the weather statement and I'm going to turn it over to you because obviously we do have weather tonight out there. There's a lot of things going on out west, especially in the northwest and in the southwest. So the critical fire weather threats, again, are continuing in Southern California and will likely persist through the weekend into early next week. Once again, Santa Ana offshore winds and dry conditions are fueling these dangerous conditions. They had wind gusts yesterday in California up to 90 miles an hour in the mountain passes. Meanwhile, a system in the south will strengthen over the southeastern and the middle Atlantic states with heavy rain and isolated severe thunderstorms before becoming a northeast nor'easter this weekend with plenty of snow coming to New England and the eastern part of upstate New York. So hang on, folks. You are about to go for a ride up at that away. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to start out in the southwest tonight, and we've got a freeze warning, and this is going to be in Arizona. This is north of Tucson if you travel along I-10, and then as you travel through on I-8 near Casa Grande, if you're heading out west towards towards Yuma, you're going to encounter this freeze warning as you continue on, and also a freeze warning north of that as well, and again, that's if you're heading across I-10, and that is going to encompass the area of Blythe, for example, if you're heading west on I-10. And another freeze warning, this is going to be out in the desert area. This is going to be west of Lake Havasu City and east of 29 Palms Marine Corps Base out there in the California desert. So be careful of that. Then also, as you mentioned, those high winds, Captain, this is, again, can be a very, very big deal. Fortunately, they seem to have died down, but the wind warnings, I think, are with us until at least Saturday, so we can still see some winds kick up. And with the fires that are burning, especially the bonfire, which is in Orange County near north of Irvine, I should say, that could kick up any time if the winds were to kick up. Then, of course, the fire weather warnings, that's going to go up all the way north to Ventura. And if you're in the Lancaster and Castaic areas, Santa Clarita areas, you're also going to have a hard freeze warning as you come along Route 14 as you're heading north up towards California City, and that's near Edwards Air Force Base. That's the hard freeze warning that you're going to run into there. Up in the Pacific Northwest, we have air stagnation advisories covering probably most of the Pacific Northwest tonight, Captain, and this is encompassing Idaho, most of Washington, and most of Oregon. And again, that's when there's little vertical mixing of the air, and you have the pollutants that stay closer to the surface, and so people with sensitive sensitivities, asthma or other respiratory issues, that can be very unhealthy. So you have to be very careful there. And of course, as we're taking a look, one of the things that's not on the map tonight is our friends in Cheyenne and Laramie. They don't have the big wind warning tonight. So that's actually a good thing. And, that's what it looks like. And Denver, by the way, tonight, Captain, clocking in at 28 degrees. Very cold.
Well, for our friends up in Maine, batten down the hatches, guys and gals, because you got yourself gale force winds coming your way again this weekend. We've got two fronts that have merged in the middle Atlantic states. That one that was pretty much hanging across the central part of Oklahoma and Kansas has moved over to the east with its weather. And it's joined up with another one that was going up the east coast. And we've got from certainly New Jersey and Delaware up to Long Island, around Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, all the way up to Maine, and it's going to continue to go up the coast. Gale force winds, big time gale force winds, 40, 50, 60 miles an hour just offshore, and some of those winds, about half that strength, will be hitting you along the shoreline. But we've got snow, and there's going to be lots of it, a nor'easter building up right now. And for interest in the Berkshire Mountains of Connecticut and Massachusetts, and the Green Mountains up there in Vermont, as well as over in New Hampshire and the higher elevations, as well as along the water in Maine, you are going to see snow and probably plenty of it this weekend. We're talking about snow that could measure a foot, foot and a half, maybe even 2 feet in some areas of Maine, of New Hampshire, and in the mountains of Massachusetts and Connecticut. So please, please, please be careful. Get all your supplies now and do not wait until this storm starts, because it's going to get real bad real quick. And that's what nor'easters do, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, so be careful.
Now, Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, of course, we tell you all the time about the Pilot and the Flying J. Now, the good thing about the truck stops is that it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, folks. And you go into a Pilot and you could find yourself in a McDonald's, or could be an Arby's, or could be a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen with their ice cream and their complete menu they have there. That's just for openers. And then, of course, you could find yourself in a Huddle House, which is a great place to eat in the South. Anybody who's been to Huddle House knows how good their food can be, as well as a Denny's, a restaurant, which has got a tremendous menu. Or you could even find yourself in a Chili's Southwest there as well. But anyway, whatever the situation is, stop by, give them a try, see what they're all about. And again, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. If what you thought they were at one time, I guarantee you, they're a whole lot better right now. And they got all the amenities that you need. Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Hour number two coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.